Warren, Biden saying SCOTUS, which upheld gun control, rejected abortion pill challenge, is threat. By Ian Hanchett on July 24, 2024. During MSNBC's coverage of President Joe Biden's speech on Wednesday, Senator Elizabeth Warren stated that President Joe Biden is saying that the Supreme Court, which, in its last term, rejected a challenge to the abortion pill mifepristone and upheld the federal ban on gun ownership for subjects of domestic violence restraining orders, is a threat to the very democracy that this nation relies on, and because it wants to empower a dictator, the court needs to be remade in the way Biden wants. Warren said, "What is he doing? What's he saying in this speech? The big contrast is between a king, a dictator, and what it means to be a president, we understand that. But he's also saying if we're going to have a future, it's not only that we can't elect a king or a dictator, we're going to have to deal with the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court is no longer within the curves. It's gone way to the right, but it's still following the law. It's still kind of working on the basic principles, no. What President Biden is saying is the Supreme Court has now gone too far. It has jumped the curb. It is headed off in a way that is a threat to the very democracy that this nation relies on. And that it, not only is a general threat, it is a threat in particular. Because it is a threat, it wants to empower a dictator, a king. And that is the very opposite of what a democracy is about." Warren also criticized the court's decision on Chevron deference and complained that the court said unelected members of the executive branch can't be the ones that decides tailpipe emissions, and stated that the court is putting power in the hands of the judiciary, something the court did the opposite of in the Dobbs decision when it left decisions on abortion policy up to the voters. Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.